You are listening to Real World News.
Lawyer who supported peasants' fight for land killed in Honduras. On September the 22nd, 41-year-old Antonio Trejo Cabrera, the legal representative of the authentic peasant movement of Aguan, Marca, was shot to death near Tocantin International Airport in Honduras' capital, Tegucigalpa. The lawyer is part of a long list of victims in Base del Aguan, in Colón Department, and in other parts of the country. The day after Trejo's murder, another three peasants were victims of an assault in Aguan. They were injured and taken to a health center in Tocao Municipality. Trejo had stood with the families of Marca in their struggle to reclaim their property rights over three states, San Isidro, La Trinia, and El Despertar, which purportedly were illegally acquired by landowners Miguel Facuse Barjum and René Morales Carazo. On June the 29th, a court in Tegucigalpa issued a historical ruling in favor of the peasant families. However, an appeals court in Francisco Morazan Department and in La Ceiba Town issued a resolution that admitted an amparo appeal by the landowners, so the ruling had no effect. According to peasant organizations, the courts that accepted the amparo appeal had no power to do so. The spokesperson of the Unified Peasant Movement of Aguan, MUCA, Vitalino Álvarez, told Rio World Radio's correspondent in Honduras, Francisco Molina, that the lawyer had already won the trial over the property of three plots of land. The problem is that the people in charge of delivering justice in this country have appealed the trial, think that by killing the lawyer, they are going to weaken our struggle, but they are wrong. Other lawyers will represent us, said Álvarez.
You are listening to Real World News.